we look at each other like brothers and hold each other accountable like brothers. You know, that makes for a recipe for success. So it's just something that, you know, it's just exciting to be able to go out there and play with the group of guys that I'm able to play with. And we just gel out there, man. And it's just that unspoken rule, man. We all got each other backs for sure.
And today is kind of maybe cold by Florida standards, but it's going to be a lot more cold this weekend. What do you tell any of you guys about getting used to playing in that type of atmosphere?
Man, you can get used to it. I played up there 4 years, man. And that was one of the things that we used to try to hang our hat on. We played teams from the West Coast or from the South. You know, I think that we played when I was in Cleveland. Even Jacksonville came up there on a cold day. We still lost, so it don't have too many bearings. But you know, it's gonna be a chilly day, and you know, guys gonna have to bundle up at the end of the day. It's football, so you know, once you get the going and you moving and momentum going, it's, you know, things kind of, you know, heat up, and you know, your body get the going for sure.
You kind of made some bold predictions against your former team the other day. Yeah. What is it about this defense that you think is gonna hold them scoreless on Sunday?
See, and people wanted to make it seem like I was bitter or anything about it. It wasn't about the Browns, man. It was just the type of confidence I have in this defense, man. Obviously, they don't have a Tom Brady, so I mean, to say that about Tom Brady, I mean, that's kind of blasphemous. But, you know, I feel like any given Sunday, man, we can pitch shutouts. You know, we did it against Indianapolis Colts, you know, who I think they have premier guys on offense. And, you know, I think that it was just one of those things. Just my confidence for this defense is uber high right now. So, yeah, I definitely feel like we could pitch a shutout against any team. And just so happened, Cleveland happened to be the next team on the list, and Cleveland happened to be the team that we're going to pitch a shutout against.